Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Bryan's!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Good afternoon and welcome to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. No Brian this afternoon, but I am joined by Evan on the board.
You'll have to take my word for it. He's fine.
He's fine. He's fine. I've spoken to him multiple times today, so I know he's fine. But I appreciate you, Evan, being on the board for the show today. We got quite a big one. You know, we're going to dive into numerous headlines, but you're listening to the show on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM here in Madison. I'm broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's Near West Side. You're also listening to the program on the Shaw 101 FM WAUK 540 AM. Shout out to our friends in Eureka, California as well, KGOE. Listening out there on the West Coast. But it's an interesting day here in the state of Wisconsin. And I don't necessarily know exactly where to start other than the big headline. Not that the Green Bay Packers have started training camp. I know that's a big headline for a lot of those sports enthusiasts out there.
You blew my mind the second I walked in. Literally the second I walked
in. And the other news of the day isn't the fact that the Milwaukee Bucks have unveiled their new alternative jersey, which looks so good for this upcoming season, and I cannot wait to buy one. It is tangential to the Milwaukee Bucks, though, because the shocking headline of the day today is vice president of the Milwaukee Bucks, Alex Lazary, on leave from that position with the Bucks. But Alex Lazary is dropping out of the U.S. Democratic U.S. Senate race. He has suspended his campaign. We are less than 2 weeks before the August 9th partisan primary here in the state of Wisconsin. And Lazary has dropped out. This is quite a shocker because Lazary has been polling second in most of the polls. And that can open up a huge conversation of whether or not the polling that we've seen conducted here in the state of Wisconsin and some of the national polls that were conducted on this race were accurate or not. But something told Alex Lazary it wasn't in the cards for him, and he decided to suspend his campaign. In doing so, as one of the four frontrunners, he is the second frontrunner in this race to drop out this week. Outagamie County Executive Tom Nelson dropped out on Monday. Alex Lazary is also doing what County Executive Tom Nelson did and endorsing Mandela Barnes, the current lieutenant governor, for his bid to be the Democratic candidate to take on Ron Johnson for this seat next fall. And Evan, I find it fascinating. It almost blows my mind because
we got into a violent fight when I got here.
Not a violent fight. Stop it.
Fists were flying. There's blood on the ceiling.
No, that's ketchup on the walls, man.
Oh, damn. That was good.
No, it wasn't a violent fight, but I find it fascinating because I don't know how you, and I mean, all the power to him. If he had the money to do it, fine. But how do you spend more than $12 million on a candidacy to be the next senator for Wisconsin, here in the state of Wisconsin? Spend more than $12 million of your own money. Ballots are already being cast. Absentee voting has been open. In-person absentee voting, early voting, began yesterday in the state of Wisconsin. There are voters that may have already voted for Alex Lazary, or for that fact, Tom Nelson, that we are this close to the primary, and they're dropping out. I don't know how you spend that much money. I don't know how you go through a rigorous campaign more than a year. None of these candidates announced within the last year. These have all been more than year-long campaigns. How do you spend that much money and then 13 days before the primary, not see it through.
Now, I walked in, basically my hair braided, knee socks.
You didn't have the Con Air look going on. You didn't have the Con Air look going on.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Pollyanna all day. I'm thinking, wow, what a guy. You know, it's early. And I was thinking about this in the interviewing moments before the show. I think the reason why I feel that way is that I haven't heard a single breath of negativity between the candidates, right?
Well, that must be one of the factors, I believe, yeah, that led to Alex Lazary choosing not to go scorched earth. He must have, there's only a few scenarios out there where this decision makes any sense to me. And one of those decisions is that Lazary's internal polling, or one of those scenarios is Lazary's internal polling showed that he was far enough, he was in second place, but far enough away that the only way that he could win the nomination in the next 13 days is if he went scorched earth against Mandela Barnes, and he didn't want to do that. And that's honorable.
It's more than honorable. It's necessary. I mean, this image of a unified party right now is really one of the most powerful tools we can have.
Yeah. And the other alternative, one of other alternatives out there would be that Lazary's internal polling maybe wasn't as high as it was. The first thing that I thought of when this news broke was the DPW, Democratic Party of Wisconsin's convention earlier this year. Lazary was a distant third in the straw poll. If he was third. I don't even remember, honestly, who was third, but if it was anyone, I believe it was Lazary. But he was far behind the straw poll of current Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes and current State Treasurer Sarah Godlewski, who is the remaining frontrunner along with Barnes now that Nelson and Lazary have dropped out this week. And so this announcement today shakes up the entire primary field. And like I said, people are already voting. Votes have already been cast, most likely, for both Nelson and Lazary.
Are those just gone then?
No, they get tabulated.
I mean, I understand they're tabulated, but they're tabulated, you know, for Nelson and Lazary. There's not some weird parlay system where
we don't have ranked choice voting. That's a better way to put it. If we had a democracy that operated in the 21st century, maybe we would be able to adopt policies like ranked choice voting. And so if this scenario happens, your vote wouldn't be wasted. But unfortunately, to say, I believe if you cast a ballot for any of the candidates that have dropped out but filed properly and were on the deadline to be on the ballot, their votes get counted for those candidates. The same goes for Kevin Nicholson. He dropped out of the Republican gubernatorial primary, and I don't know exactly. I'd have to check the timeline. I don't know if absentee ballots were already valid to be sent in, but there's a scenario out there where a Wisconsin voter could have voted for Kevin Nicholson in the Republican gubernatorial primary, and he dropped out after that vote was cast. So I would have to check the timeline, but I know for sure that absentee ballots were already being collected by the time that Nelson and Lazary dropped out this week. And so it is going to shake up the Democratic primary field. There are two candidates. The diehard partisans that were at the DPW earlier this year had a straw poll that their preference was Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, and by 2 points fewer, Sarah Godlewski, State Treasurer Sarah Godlewski. And so I had a feeling it was going to shake down to kind of a two-way race between those two candidates in the first place. In my opinion, they were two of the strongest candidates in the field. And now with this week's news, Lazary and Nelson are both endorsing Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, and it seems like he's in the driver's seat when it comes to this campaign or this primary. I don't know how this unfolds. This is going to be an interesting next couple of 13 days. We got the former president coming next Friday, as we found out yesterday. We've got this primary news. We got a number of Wisconsin headlines that we're going to get to, but I also want to get to your calls. Did you cast a vote for Lazary or Nelson? Is your vote in this partisan primary going to be kind of tossed to the side, or have you been waiting? You're making a plan to vote either in person early or going on election day on August 9th for the partisan primary. Give me a call. Send me a text, 844-967-2789. I want to hear from the listening audience what your thoughts are on today's shakeup news, because this is a pretty big ramification. It's either going to be a for lack of a better term, dogfight to the end now between two candidates, or it's going to be one candidate running away, and that candidate being Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. And whether or not, I mean, Barnes has been consistently polling in the lead. He, I believe, in the most recent poll had 39% of the vote. That's still a ton of undecided voters, though. That's not necessarily a runaway yet. And so keeping an eye on this race is going to be crucial to find out who, which Democrat is going to be going up against incumbent Senator, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. And today's, I'm a little shocked, I guess. It's still a bombshell of a news story that Alex Lazary dropping out less than two weeks before the August 9th primary. And the fact that ballots are being cast, votes are being counted. Well, excuse me. Absentee ballots don't get counted until Election Day. So those votes aren't being counted yet, but they are being received by clerks around the state. And early voting began yesterday. Individuals are going in person and voting absentee. And two of the four front runners in the U.S. Senate Democratic primary are no longer in the race as of this point this week.
Like peacefully.
Peacefully, yes. I mean, it's given me a little bit of a vibe from 2020 when kind of the field coalesced around now President Joe Biden. It was a very quick process then as well. It was a crowded field, and slowly but surely, and that mostly had to do with COVID. I don't believe this is COVID related. I'm curious to know, and I'm very interested to hear if we're going to get more reports out of the Lazary campaign of what was going on and what led to this decision 13 days before. I got a couple of other theories that I want to float to you, as well as taking your phone calls, 844-967-2789. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Minus the Brian this afternoon, but with Evan on the board and you on the phone lines. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. You're listening on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and the Shaw 101 FM. Keep it locked. We'll be right back.